When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good luck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lincoln Project Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Wilson. As always, we are in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. I'm with Mesa Mayor John Giles, and he is standing out in the field for being a Republican who is endorsing Vice President Harris in this race. Right. First off, as one of the guys in the Never Trump movement, I can say this. I know how hard it is. I know what you've probably been through in the last week or 10 days.
I'm sure you do. Yes.
But I will say, I think your points about it were absolutely on target. And I think you entered into this with that country over party framework. Yeah. I think is so important. And that was really something that Arizona had for a long time with guys like John McCain.
Yeah, well, I mean, I give him credit for coining the phrase country over party. And that really was a theme, I think, throughout his service. And as you know, nationally, but particularly in Arizona, Republican Party, there's been a concerted effort to tread on John McCain's reputation. I mean, yeah. Carrie Lake literally, you know, after she won her primary election 2 years ago, told the McCain Republicans in the room to get the hell out.
I mean, isn't that remarkable? Because, you know, you and I came up in this process, I think, in a time where John had a very special role. Right. He'd be cranky. He could be a curmudgeon. He could be a son of a bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
But he was John McCain, and not only was his service and his sacrifice, but the heart of the guy was just so big such a big impact on how much he loved this country over anything.
You know, someone asked me a few days ago, where do you think John McCain would be at if were he still with us?
Right.
And I said, there's zero question in my mind where he would be at.
Zero.
You saw the way he responded to Donald Trump, you know, while he was in the Senate. So he would not be in the camp of the Ted Cruz's and the Lindsey Graham's.
No.
He would be very outspoken. That there would be a national, you know, back and forth dialogue between Donald Trump and Don McCain going on
100%,
every day.
100%. I think John would be out there punching him in the face for the outrageousness of a lot of the things he's done and said. I mean, is part of your argument on it just like it's like the rule of law is so important. If you're a real conservative, the rule of law and the Constitution and the protection that. It feels very centered for you.
Well, it does. And people still, you know, I could pull out my phone and show you the last 5 minutes worth of emails where people have told me I'm not a Republican.
Sure.
I dispute that. When we talk about policy, I can convince you that I'm a Republican. The problem is what you identified earlier. There is a certain bar when it comes to character, commitment to the Constitution, commitment to the rule of law. That even if you're a Republican and you can't get over that bar, I'm not voting for you. And not only that, I'll vote against a Democrat over you because you're a threat to the Republic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You know, I say this all the time. I'm going to hear what you think about this. I'm sure there are going to be things that President Harris does that I disagree with.
For sure.
That I wake up and go, God bless it. I wish she wouldn't do that. But on the other hand, I don't wake up thinking she'll burn down the Constitution.
Right.
No. You know? And that, I think, is where you are. When you made your statement, that's sort of where it came in it with me, too. It's like the normalcy of who she is. Mm-hmm. She's an American. She mm-hmm. is. She's in the great tradition, you know, of a center-left Democrat.
Right.
And that's explicable. We understand how that is. We understand who that
and,
is.
And I can even admire her for that. I mean, I'm a compassionate person as well.
Sure.
And so I think we exercise our compassion in different ways, mm-hmm. you know, and... And so I don't have I can respect her and admire her as a person. I can't do that for the people that I see using political office and seeking political office in order to advance their personal agenda.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think, you know, you represent also that tradition of Republican mayors who are practical people. You want to get stuff done. I mean, it's not just the paving the potholes and fixing the sewers and all that. It's also making people's lives better. It's also improving everyday life. And which I mean, there's a strain in the MAGA part of the party that is assertively against that. It's like they think anything government doing to help anybody is
right.
bad.
And then at the same time, they'll talk about small government. They'll say talk about their libertarian, you know, principles, and then they're the first folks to want to take personal freedoms away. Barry Goldwater, going back to Arizona, you know, iconic figures.
Sure.
Barry Goldwater, I have no question where he would be with Donald Trump as well.
Barry Goldwater would be slinging fire, yeah. I think, on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He made John McCain look like a shrinking violet.
Barry Goldwater was not a Republican. He was a libertarian.
He was a libertarian.
Yeah.
That is for sure. There's a sort of Western libertarian streak in Arizona politics, always has been. And a lot of that, you know, I think you're sort of one of the inheritors of that now. But one of the things that I was talking to somebody else the other day was, like, who said to me, like, there's a shocking number of Republican women in Maricopa and other places, you know, in Arizona that are, if not pro-choice, they are stay the hell out of my personal business.
Yeah.
Where do you think that's going to affect this election?
Well, that's a huge issue in Arizona mm-hmm. because, as you know, Arizona made news a few months ago because when Roe v. Wade went out the window, we reverted back to an abortion law that predated the Civil War.
1850 or something like that.
Yes. And so, I mean, this was an absolute ban. Health and life of the mother, I mean, there were zero exceptions, and it was very punitive.
Right.
And so our Supreme Court said that's it. That, you know, because our conservative Arizona legislature, when they wrote the new law, went out of their way to say, oh, in the unlikely event Roe is overturned, we're going back to the thou shalt not ever commit adultery. I mean, abortion.
Right.
And it probably would do the adultery thing too. So in response, so to clarify, so we do need some constitutional language in Arizona
right.
on abortion. And so there's an initiative on the ballot, got 10 times the number of signatures it needed to get on the ballot.
It's polling like in the 70s, right?
One of the few things that's certain in life is that this is going to pass.
Got it.
Right? Everyone is Republican, Democrat alike, says, yes, we need our Constitution to address this. It's a fairly, I mean, it's a 22-week ban or, you know, authorizes abortion.
And then there's rape, incest, life of the mother.
All of those things. So it's a fairly, you know, most Republicans are not going to be... And unless you're just passionate pro-life, this is one that I think is going to pass.
Even Lake has backed off of the 1850 thing, which if it's too crazy for Carrie Lake.
Well, Ruben Gallego is running nonstop ads of Carrie Lake, saying absolutely. You know, she embraced it initially, and so she's on record, and the airwaves in Arizona are full of her.
What's
swearing
your
allegiance
on that race right now?
I think Ruben Gallego's got it in the bag. Unless Carrie Lake stops talking, I mean, the more that she's out campaigning, the more that she's on the radio and the television, the less votes she's going to get because she's just so over the top, it's turning everybody on.
I remember in 2022, we were doing some ads out there, and somebody else had focus grouped one of her press conferences or something. And I'd never seen people dial down so fast on a dial group. She just, it's like fingernails on a blackboard to people.
Yeah.
Because the crazy is like not well hidden at all.
Yeah.
So what do you think how do you think the state looks in the presidential right now? It looks pretty tied up at the moment.
Yes, I'm worried.
Maybe a little ahead.
I'm worried because the polls are coming out saying that Harris is ahead, and the last thing we need is any complacency in Arizona.
Right.
Because unless Donald Trump is several points behind, he's going to win Arizona. Because just like everywhere, when people are being polled, they're not anxious to volunteer that they might vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And Turning Point USA is going crazy in Arizona.
Down out there.
Oh, they've got an army of energetic young people that are doing everything they can to drive the vote out.
Yeah.
So it's unsettling. You know.
And about 60% of that vote is going to come out of the Phoenix Metro, right?
60%. Yeah. As goes Maricopa County.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how that determines the Arizona vote.
So what is your sense out in? I mean, I know Mesa is a different flavor than Phoenix, but what is your sense in the state of, like, is immigration or economics or the culture war, what's driving the vote out there right
all
now?
Of those things. I would say my Republican friends are voting with their pocketbook, obviously we're a border state, so that's a relevant issue for us, but I think the people that I know who are my friends who are saying, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Donald Trump because there's more money in my wallet when Donald Trump's a president than not, that's what's driving the election. So I think it's important that the vice president, talk about the economic successes that we've seen in Arizona. The CHIPS Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. I mean, we've got thousands.
CHIPS Act's going to really help Arizona. You're going to end up with fabs in Arizona.
TSMC, Intel. There's many, many billions of dollars that are coming and thousands and thousands of new jobs in Arizona because of the CHIPS Act.
And I mean, honestly, then the CHIPS Act, I say this all the time to people, it's like, that's a matter of national security.
For sure.
That is, and you guys could end up, again, being a place with a skilled workforce.
Yeah.
And if they start building fabs, that is,
They're very much building fabs. Level. Yeah, there's TSMC is building, making the largest foreign investment in the history of the United States in Phoenix right now.
Right.
Arizona, frankly, Mesa included, is very, our economy has never been better. There are way more jobs than there are people. There are, like I say, Fortune 50 companies are lining up to come to Arizona.
Right.
Housing affordability is an issue. And so Vice President Harris has got to address that when she comes to Arizona.
I think so.
And she needs to explain why the border is the way it is. And that's the story of the bipartisan Border and Immigration Act that Donald Trump killed, that Kyrsten Sinema and Senator Langford, spent many, many months negotiating.
And if you've got those two people who look at being able to agree on something like the border and a broad bipartisan support of it, when you polled it, it was broadly supported. Everybody knows this is an issue. It's not the comic book issue of Donald Trump. It's a real issue for people like you guys who live there, who have to experience it, and the fentanyl and the trafficking stuff. It's such a lost opportunity.
Donald Trump last Tuesday turned it into a comic book issue because it's a great issue for him. He can scare the bejeebies out of people about all of the border. The border is actually a very positive thing for the Arizona economy and Arizona people. But, of course, it's been painted as, you know, the biggest problem that our country has.
Right.
But if people would look at the border like a problem to be solved as opposed to, you know, an issue to be exploited, we could turn that around very quickly.
I think that's right. I think that's right. Well, Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles, I want to thank you for your time today. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you, and I appreciate your courage in this moment because I know it's tough. I'm sure you're getting a lot of death threats. I'm sure your family's like, why, oh, why did he open his mouth? But in the end of the day, you know, doing the right thing is a benefit all its own, and I think we're going to end up with somebody who will be better for Arizona and better for Mesa than we could possibly hope for with the other guy.
Well, we need to work to make sure that happens.
We sure do. Thank you again, sir. Yep. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Hey, everybody. That was a great interview with Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles. And that is a man who has joined the Republicans for Harris Coalition. He's the co-chair of it. It's an important thing to stand up and be courageous. And he has done that. That is not something we see a lot in our politics right now. What I would like you to do is all be courageous in your lives. Okay? It's important. Courage is the first virtue. The other virtue, I got to be really honest about this, is liking, following, sharing this content. We are getting the pro-democracy message out as wide as we can to as many people as we can in the next 70-some days. This is an important moment for the country. It's an important moment for democracy. It's an important moment to push back on the MAGA movement. I want to again thank John. Terrific guests today. Arizona is a real big battleground. We have a lot of listeners out there. You folks, get involved, volunteer, knock those doors. And we appreciate you. We'll be back with a lot more content this week from the Lincoln Project, from beautiful Chicago and the Democratic National Convention. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, and good luck.